Yeah, sounds like a good
Well, it,
time.
yeah, and I still, I still wonder if I wish every now and again, I really wish that I had sued the FBI, and well, the IRS too. And one of the reasons there is, if I was in the middle of a big lawsuit going after them for working lawfare against me to make sure that I lost the election in Utah County, I don't think they could bother me again. I think even if I stop paying my taxes, which I haven't done yet, but it's very possible that I will very soon if the Trump administration doesn't do something about getting the IRS off our backs, abolishing the IRS, but more importantly, defunding Planned Parenthood. I'm not going to pay my money, my talents, biblically speaking, to a murderous organization that provides no government service. No taxpayer dollar should be going to any organization that has nothing to do with government. They do not provide any government service. In fact, I think it's quite the contrary, quite the opposite, because the Declaration of Independence says we're based on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And this organization destroys all three, destroys the right of a baby in the womb to breathe, to be born, to simply be and have life and to experience the one of the choicest blessings from God Almighty, and that is life. And so I'm to the point where I just don't think morally I can keep paying money that is used for the horrible things that our government uses money for, but that's probably the worst one. And there's a lot of bad ones, but
There's a
that
lot
to
of,
me is the worst one.
it's certainly in the top two or three. I mean, literally, there's other programs that kill people as well. And I agree with you 100%. And it's getting worse and worse
Well, you're right.
and worse.
Well, and the stupid wars that we get involved in, and we've been involved, America has been involved in a lot of stupid wars
Yes.
that again, if you really look at it, especially Vietnam, that just promoted the military industrial complex and the money and the greed that goes into that. And it's kind of alarming to me too that any president who has a general or former general as an advisor, every time they ask them, what should we do? What do they say? Go to
Bombs.
war, bomb them, And John McCain even had a bomb, 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 bomb Iran, was singing that song. And, that's why one of the main reasons why I didn't like John McCain, and he was my senator. And, I do not honor him in his death. I'm not glad that he died. I don't wish that on anyone, but everybody's going to die sooner or later. But what he did as a senator for Arizona, he was horrible. He did not know the proper role of government. He was quite socialistic. He ran for president against Obama and got beat badly. And that's the reason being is there was not much difference between him and Obama.
Right.
And so he didn't present anything that was really contrary to Obama. And so and neither did Mitt Romney when he ran against Obama. But anyway, Jack, I want to thank you for finding that article. I can always count on you to be watching for things like that. And the Sheriff Nick Smith in Walker County, Alabama, folks, we've got to be ready to do a fundraiser for him. He's already committed to go to our conference in Washington State. We need to raise money for that. Folks, this is what we plan to do. We're going to have a conference in Washington State to help save the sheriffs from the overreach of the state government. And that the state legislature trying to legislate what the sheriff has to do. Folks, you've heard of ex post facto laws. That's law after the fact. So somebody commits an act and they go, oh, well, let's make that against the law. At the time that he committed that act, it wasn't against the law. That's an ex post facto law. So you make a law and then you go arrest him. That's illegal. It has to be against the law at the time that he committed that act. And also in that same area of the Constitution, it says letters of mark. And a letter of mark is this. The legislature makes a law for enforcement or for courts. And so they say, if someone is found guilty of drunk driving, you have to sentence them to 5 years in prison, or law enforcement has to arrest them and has to do this and this and this. And look at the minimum sentencing laws. Those are all letters of mark and reprisal. And they're against the law. The legislature cannot control the other two branches. Yes, they can pass laws, but they can't tell me how to enforce the law. And they can't tell anyone in law enforcement, in the executive branch, what they have to do to perform. So, folks, this is why the separate branches, the separation of powers. And so we're going to help this guy. And then this is exactly what we want. And so we're going to have him there. We're going to have Sheriff Marks from Iowa and Sheriff Wagner from Adams County, Washington, and probably quite a few other sheriffs from Washington. Sheriff Bob Songer is helping us with this. And then one of our oldie sheriffs, who's now a county commissioner, Brad Rogers. We love to hear what he says about his story when he stood up to the FDA and the U.S. Marshals and the DOJ. So God bless all the sheriffs that have done that. It looks like we've got us a new sheriff in town with the CSPOA, and we're going to help him. He's going to help us, and he's going to be very involved in what we do. It still surprises me that he hasn't heard of us, especially in a conservative county like his. But look, that's going to happen from time to time. So any other comments from any of you, or questions that you have about this situation with Sheriff Smith, Jack?
First of all, Stephanie found that article because I had to go out this morning. And so I'll give her credit for that. But yeah, we look pretty carefully.
Oh, way to go, Steph.
Yeah, for things that ring that kind of bell. But I just was impressed with the fact that he's actually a constitutional person. He obviously grew up in a world where they taught him something about the Constitution, and you can see and feel that he understands it intrinsically. In fact, when you do understand the Constitution, you become that kind of person. It is natural law. It's written on paper, but it's actually just a cutout of what is really actually natural law. And things that would normally happen to keep peace and for people to be able to get along perfectly together, share property, be able to speak without being held accountable for it, except unless it may cause some sort of problem, et cetera. That's natural law, and that's what this gentleman seems to be aware of. Anyway, that's a great guess. So,
well, he's a good guy. I totally like how he came across. I really like the stand that he's taking. He understands the common sense of all this.
Yeah,
this Alabama bureaucracy is not his supervisor, and they do not get to run his office. And so, yes, you know, they have a legitimate job to do, but they usually take it too far, and they are. And that they can recommend training for peace officers in the state. But to give them the over-the-shoulder treatment like this, you can't let a jailer who's not a certified peace officer of the state drive a car and sit in it in front of a school. Do you understand that helps keep the school safe when the SRO, the school resource officer, is sick? And he's kind of got a bigger department. It's kind of a mid-sized department. He, 100 deputies. That's pretty good size. And they cut him down to 85. Well, you know what? When you get cut like that, when you get cut about 20, 25%, you're going to have to be creative in what you do.
Yep.
And so he was. And now they want to arrest him for it. Yeah. They shouldn't even have arrest authority. They're a bureaucratic organization within the state. And they can make recommendations for the sheriff, but they can't control him, and they're not supposed to. And so people just don't get it. The government is not king. Yep. And bureaucracies are never king. Okay? Yeah.
So, absolutely. And that's why they want to come up with certification, because just recommendations wasn't strong enough for them. Obviously, they couldn't wrap their heads and hands around them. So anyway, I agree with you 100% there.